This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Portland Trail Blazers knock off the Utah Jazz 114-112 last night. Despite the efforts of Keontae George trying to chuck up threes and make it. How did he make that one
on
three?
Two? I don't know. Sitting in the office going, how on earth did that go in?
He was off balance. I thought he airballed it. Like when I first looked at it, I was like, because he didn't hit the rim, he cocked it back like behind his ear and just chucked it.
Running forward with two draped all over him like a carpet.
And it didn't look like it didn't hit rim.
No, he just threw it in the net. It was crazy.
Yeah. But despite his efforts, the Blazers end up winning 114-112. And
thank God he was god-awful in the first three quarters of the game. Otherwise, the Jazz might have won this game.
You say thank God for that?
I mean... If you're talking about, if you're the Blazers, you want to win games, yeah. They're still in a winning games mindset. And even coming into this game, even without Markkanen and Kessler, mm-hmm. and we talked about it yesterday, the Jazz were going to be game.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing.
I think that's a frustrating part for a lot of Blazer fans, though, when you watch a game like that. It was frustrating for me to watch in that Walker Kessler, Lauri Markkanen, Colin Sexton, their three best players not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching that game going, the Blazers are missing DeAndre Ayton. Robert Williams III, he rarely plays for
sure,
the Blazers.
I mean,
and then Matisse Thybulle.
Yeah.
But you're sitting there going, if we're trying to win, shouldn't this be a little bit more of a push? Second quarter excluded, right? Second quarter, the Blazers absolutely demolished them.
It was ugly basketball.
Yeah, and Keontae George not hitting the broadside of a barn really had a lot to do with that. But you're sitting there and you're going, all right, I think that is what the Blazers fans wanted to see their season look like at this point in the year, right? 14-43, but you still have guys who are playing really damn hard. And putting themselves in positions to, at the end of a game, do you have a chance? Yeah. Do you lose? Yep. And you're okay with that. You're okay with it. That's the frustrating part of watching that, being like, oh boy. And they're positioning themselves to be in a better spot to land one of the top prospects mm-hmm. right now.
They're also, 10 games behind the Blazers. It's a different world.
They're still playing hard. I mean, that's where people envision the Blazers being this year
sure.
was at that spot, and they're not.
Yeah, they end up being better than that.
Yeah.
That's basically what happened. You had two patches of winning streaks.
But that gets you to no man's land, which is the scariest place to be as a fan.
I don't think it's no man's land yet. Number one, the draft hasn't happened. Number two, we haven't gotten to the summer. Know what kind of comes out of this?
Well, I know, but direction-wise, if you're not in if you're not in contention for those, the best odds to be in the top set. Because look,
we keep circling back to this and we keep hearing purgatory, no man's land, No, we had 7 years of purgatory. That was literal purgatory. You have zero chance at getting a title team without making a massive, significant move.
That was
purgatory. That was hell.
What's different now, except for the Blazers don't have a star?
They have all of their assets still. They have the potential to make trades. They have the potential to get a player in the draft. And look, I would love to get Cooper Flagg. And if the odds were the way that they were in 2019, I would be ringing the bell for the Blazers to tank to the absolute bottom. But at 14.5%, I can't ring that bell and be like, yeah, that's what you need to tie your franchise to.
Well, right now, I think the frustrating part is that the Philadelphia 76ers are closer to getting Cooper Flagg than the Portland Trailblazers are.
Sure.
But and that's the God honest truth because of the fact we've talked about this ad nauseum with the fact that if you're outside of the top six, your odds go down tremendously.
Yeah, particularly in the top four.
And right now the Blazers are nowhere near that, and it's gonna be they get five games to make up on the 76ers, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It's like on the flip side, though, if things don't go well for the 76ers in the lottery, they lose that pick.
Yeah.
To the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah. Well, that's top four protected?
Top six.
Top six?
Yeah.
Well, now you see why they're ripping the bottom out of that thing. And they currently have the sixth worst record in the NBA.
If a single team jumps up,
Come on, Blazers.
That pick goes to the Thunder.
Come on, Blazers.
Think about what the precariousness of that situation.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's absolutely brutal. You've got an MVP on the shelf. You don't know if he's very, very, very likely having another surgery. Paul George might be cooked. Yeah. Your books are fried.
Yep.
You don't have any draft capital left. You basically the entirety of your franchise right now is hinging on that, on staying in the top six.
Yeah, but
that is a scary place to be.
But they pushed all in. They pushed all in.
And that was the thing that I beat Neil O'Shea over the head for, is that he never, it was always half measures.
And I would much rather be in that, where you're like, hey, we pushed all in. It backfired tremendously, but we tried.
Sure.
We went.
I would 100% agree.
And we never got there.
Yeah.
And that sucks. That sucks too. Like, that's a horrible place to be.
Yeah.
But at least you were like, no, this roster looks like it's a championship roster. Mm-hmm. If we, Joel Embiid cannot stay healthy, and they attach themselves to a guy who his injury history is exorbitant, they go out and they've made some moves that you're like, what in the world? Mm-hmm. But they've tried everything from Jimmy Butler to James Harden to Paul George now. Mm-hmm. Like they've tried. They've tried.
I mean, that's what Daryl Morey has done throughout his career, is he's continually trying to make big swings, but he's also had an MVP basically every year he's done it.
Mm-hmm. And that
part of it is the harder part to have happen.
Does it feel like Utah's, because I came away from that game, I felt like Utah's, if it was like Utah's closer to landing that star in turning the corner than the Blazers are, because they are playing hard. Their coach is really good too.
Will Hardy's a great coach.
Yes. And you've said this several times throughout the year, like, he's going crazy with this losing and the way that it's going.
It's eating him alive. I've talked to people in Jazz front office and media that cover the Jazz, and they're just like, yeah, no, it's eating him alive. He's going to lose his mind.
But if they reap the rewards of this.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't.
It'd be pretty special.
And if they don't, if they get bumped back like the Pistons, where are they?
Well, in a loaded draft class, they're still not that far off, and they still have got a ton of draft capital because Minnesota gave up everything for Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, again, a ton of draft capital because you traded away two in-prime stars.
Mm-hmm. But they went, and the Blazers traded away Damian Lillard.
There's a very significant difference between trading away 33-year-old Damian Lillard and in-prime Donovan Mitchell and in-prime Rudy Gobert.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
But he was the heartbeat of the franchise.
Sure, but there's a significant difference in trading and they had, two in-prime stars versus one.
Yeah, they had two in-prime stars.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the part of this. And like, they were like, well, you should be like the Jazz. You should be like the Thunder. I'm like, oh, you mean the two teams that traded away two in-prime stars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to do that too. If I was going to reset, I would love to reset with that much draft capital. Be great.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, you have to, one, have your team embarrassed on national TV and have everybody basically ask out.
And I mean, I think this is the hard part, though, for fans, is that it's like, as you watch these games, you see a Utah, and then we hear, you know, whether it is the Blazers front office or, I mean, you just said it, too, in that the Blazers have all their assets. Mm-hmm. You know, they have all their assets moving forward, and they have all these tradable assets. Well, then where's the move, you know? And everybody's been waiting for that move. And I think that you hit the nail on the head around the trade deadline when you said this team is not an in-season trading team.
No.
We saw the Denny Avdia move this past offseason, which, I mean, if you say that that move was not good in that you're not seeing the benefits of Denny Avdia and what he could mean, you're just not watching. And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
It's fine.
But that was a very good move because it was Malcolm Brogdon and Bub Carrington, essentially, was what that move was. Yeah. And Denny is here on a de-escalating contract.
It's one of the best non-star contracts in the entire league.
He will be here for several years. That's a good one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you go, all right, what are the assets that are going to bring this team a big move? And that's where people are like, we don't want to live on that hill, right? Because,
sure, because the idea of selling the hope of maybe you get lucky in the lottery sounds better. But the reality is that if you look at the draft since they've flattened out the odds, teams have bumped up and teams have fallen back every single year.
You just hope that you're Atlanta bumping up from, what, 10? 10 up to...
And if the Blazers finish 8, 9, 10, I don't anticipate that happening.
Yeah.
The math is math.
And that's where the frustration is.
And I get it, but that's... You weren't bad enough to be that bad, and again,
but you can make yourself bad enough to be there.
Yes.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that all... Utah did it last night.
Sure. Utah didn't do it last year, though.
But the draft was far different. This year, they're like, okay, we've got you can say it's like four guys, right? Solid four.
There's one absolute dude, and then there's a group of guys that you think can be very good.
How many guys in this year's draft would be drafted over the Alex Starr?
Five.
Yeah. That's why you do it this year, right? And that's why everybody was excited about this year. It's like, all right, hey, if you're going to do it, this year to do it, right? And you...
It's a good class. There's no doubt about that.
You take that tumble knowing that the odds will be in your favor, and they're sure as heck manipulating their way to it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people, and to what we've talked about all the time, there's a lot of people that just aren't about that tank life.
No.
And we talked about at the beginning of the year. Well, they weren't when they were losing, and now that they're winning, they want to be about that tank
life. It's whatever you don't have, you want.
Yeah. That was a look, they're going to probably pick up two more.
Yeah, I mean,
Washington next.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing the Wizards and
then
the Nets,
Brooklyn.
And the Nets literally lost the Wizards last night. The Wizards did it, ladies and gentlemen.
They
got to double digits. They will not have the worst record in NBA history.
Hey, good for them, man. They were trending that way in a big way.
Yeah, I mean,
they were stuck on four forever.
I could have seen them losing every game for the rest of the season the way they're playing.
Well, they've won four of their last 10.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know.
There you go.
It could happen.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Just adding Marcus Smart was all they needed.
You know what? That's right. That's right. Oh, it was six wins. They were stuck on six wins. They picked up their sixth win on January 3rd. They did not get to win number seven until February 1st.
God. That's so bad, man. It's so bad.
That is so bad. Yeah. They won one game in the month of January.
Look, I'm a proponent of them to turn the water off and increase those odds. I just don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough spot to be. But the Blazers did win, and Tumani Kamara again confused officials with how good a defense he is.
He's very good at that.
That anytime I hear the rule of verticality,
mm-hmm.
I just go back to that rule being just drilled into my head
mm-hmm.
as a youth basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up. Rule of verticality. If you are straight up and down, you will not be called for a foul. I totally was throughout my entire career.
Mm.
But Tumani Kamara last night, airborne, and it was like there was a wall that he mm-hmm. could not cross.
Yep.
He was moving laterally and was just straight up and down. They called a foul on him, and it was like, nope, review that. Mm-hmm. Because we talked about this yesterday. He averages three fouls a game. That was his fourth foul. It's straight up, go to it, review it. They review it, and they're like,
oh, wow.
Wow. Yep.
Was vertical.
Rule of verticality, mm-hmm. no foul. He's so good at defense, the officials can't even believe he's that good at defense.
Did you hear Lamar's new nickname for him?
No.
Shadow.
Ooh.
The shadow.
I like that.
I like it. Just stay in your shadow.
I like that.
He is your shadow.
Well, let's get to kind of the crux of the issue here. You heard a lot of this. You've been hearing a lot of this. Mm-hmm. And this text comes in on the Vancouver Ford text line. What's the point of drafting young players anyway if Portland just sits them behind vets? Shaedon Sharpe. He seems to be the focal point of that conversation for
something new to get mad about
for people right now. Yeah, we're gonna wind you up. We're gonna wind you up and let you go.
I'm already there.
Hey, sports fans! It's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.